It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
And for the second time this morning...
Oh, you're going to do it.
We have to, Katie. Katie has said something ridiculous. The first one happened around 7 o'clock today where Katie was wondering if she needed to go get her prostate checked because she had never done that. And she was dead serious. Like, I'm 45. Okay. Do I need to...
No, I'm not.
You're 40...
I'm in my 40s, and I didn't know.
Early 40s.
Very young 40s.
Almost 39.
And she's like, should I get my prostate checked at this point?
And I said, man, I don't think so.
So that was round one this morning. And then just during that commercial break, she leaned over and was like, Jer, what's that stuff you take at night after your workout? All that ketamine. You're taking all that ketamine. How much ketamine do you take every day?
I know I did, like straight up. And he's looking at me like,
ketamine?
What did you
we
hear?
Both are. I'm like, Jeremy doing ketamine? What?
This is like the farthest thing.
Creatine?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, they both start with the letter K.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Okay. And I just want to say, sometimes I know stuff, and sometimes I don't.
Sometimes she's confused.
Is an instance where I do not.
Look, I love that you are comfortable enough to ask us these questions, though, Katie. Like, really, I am, because you got to learn at some point. I'm really glad.
All I know, people that just tuned in are like, oh my God, Jeremy's doing ketamine?
There's a lot of it.
What is happening?
Every night before bed, apparently.
Yeah. Right ketamine. After the workout.
Be careful with that stuff.
I will. Yeah, I'll be careful.
Exactly.
Be real careful.
Oh my gosh.
Creatine, Katie. Creatine.
Creatine is what you take. And I do not have
my
a prostate. I just want to spread that PSA as well in case people wonder. Ladies do not have prostates.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Good one, Katie. That's a really good one.
We're spreading the good word today.
Thank you.
I just wish you had booked that appointment.
I know.
For my prostates. My prostates are swollen. Okay, so we're going to be talking about a couple dude things here. So, guys, I definitely want you to call in. You can bust yourself, or ladies, you can call in and bust your man. We're going to be talking about the things guys do to pamper themselves, things that are typically lady-oriented, but the guys are dabbling in it now, too. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, if you want to start calling and texting about that. First things first, I do have one that came in from... Oh, he didn't put his name on here. Oh, no name. Whatever. I don't care. Doesn't
We're
need one.
We're going to call him
Doesn't
Sam.
Doesn't need one. Hold on.
Are you still looking for the name?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of see if it was a guy or a woman wrote in. It doesn't matter. Hey, JKJ, I recently made... it's from a wife. I recently made a very important life decision. I can't leave my husband home alone with his friends and alcohol ever again. I went out for the night. When I got home, there was a head-sized hole in our wall. A hole in the wall. How did that happen? Turns out they were reenacting old wrestling moves from the WWF. One of them went through the friggin' wall.
That's kind of cool, though. Oh,
she says, apparently I'm not alone. One friend's husband wasn't paying attention, and their kids turned the wall into an abstract art piece with permanent markers.
Oh. Whoops.
Another genius tried to pull a full Tom Cruise risky business deal, socks sliding across the floor. Ended up taking out their aquarium.
Oh my gosh.
What?
She
Poor
says,
fishies.
I'm proposing a new rule. Husbands should no longer be allowed to drink. Who's with me? She said, wives, let's unite before we have to start patching more drywall and replacing innocent fish tanks. Love the show. No name, please. So that's pretty darn funny.
That is funny.
Guys get a little rowdy if we have too many cocktails.
Well, especially get you all together. You start talking about wrestling.
It's
moves.
Been known to happen.
It's over.
I had a friend who shot his finger off. So.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Really?
Let me show you my new gun.
Yeah, him and a buddy were at the house, having a couple Dr. Peppers. And didn't realize there was still a bullet in the gun. And
couple of cold pops. Always act like it's loaded.
Cold pops, I know.
Always act
like
it's loaded.
He blew his finger off.
Was he able to save it, or is it
a
little
gone.
Nubby?
Oh.
It was gone.
Was it a shotgun?
He's now known as Stumpy.
That was Stumpy, I was going to say.
A little Stumpy.
Oh.
I know.
That's right. He's got nine other ones.
A
He'll
horrible
be okay.
situation, yeah. But yeah, don't drink Dr. Peppers and clean your guns. Okay, so here we go, guys. How are you pampering yourself? What's the girly thing that you're doing? Ladies, you can bust the man in your life all day long. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This one came in from Eric. Hey, JKJ. Love the show. Eric here. I've got a question for you guys. My wife has been giving me a hard time because I like to relax. I like to take 2 or 3 baths a week. I like to end the night this way. Throw in a nice floral bath bomb. Sit Ooh. Back and enjoy. And yes, I go for monthly spa days. Nothing crazy, just a little self-care. But apparently this is, quote, not a guy thing, according to my wife. So tell me, am I the only dude out there who enjoys a good soak and a little pampering? Or are there other dudes secretly living the bath bomb life in shame? let me know. In the meantime, I'll be in the tub. Ha ha ha. You guys are great. I love Fast Five. And that's from Eric.
Eric. Hmm.
If anyone wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Have you had experience with this,
Katie? I just want to say, first things first, have you guys used bath bombs? Do you regularly use bath bombs?
I have not.
You never?
I've not used that, but I've been known. Okay, so this is primarily after workouts, and it helps with being sore so much. Epsom salt baths.
Okay.
Like, that will, if Epsom you are really salt. Sore, it will really, really help you. Not feel like crap the next day.
Uh-huh.
That's not necessary. It's kind of like an ice bath type thing.
That's almost not.
I wouldn't say it's pampering. It's just good for you.
Girly. Yeah.
But you do. Like, I know you have gotten hand facials or hand, I guess.
Yes. Well, that was a one-time.
Don't say what you want to say.
May I know?
Don't say what you want to say.
That was a one-time thing. It was really cool. Would I do it again? Yes.
Yeah.
Mainly because the wax is really fun to play with afterwards. I had a friend, she works at a salon, and she showed me, and it's like this wax that you dip your hands in, and you leave them like encrusted or encased in the wax for 10 minutes, and then you peel it all off, and your hands are soft. They smell like mint.
Yeah. Mm.
It's an amazing feeling. They feel relaxed because it's in a hot wax.
Well, that's what you get with the pedicure, right?
It's
the hot
girly.
Wax for the pedicure.
I've never
girly.
Done that.
Yeah.
Let me see your hands.
Yeah.
They're great.
Oh,
man.
They look so soft
They're
and supple.
So smooth.
Josh is going to grab these calls. We've got people calling in 303-691-1649. Guys, what's the girly thing that you do to pamper yourself? Ladies, bust your men.
Yeah.
Katie, I like to shop.
You do. And you've been shopping a lot lately. Like, every day you come in, look what I got, new boots. I got a new hat.
I like to refer to what I'm wearing as my outfit.
You do a little retail therapy for sure.
And I came in this morning and I was like, look at this, guys. I have on a new flannel. I got on a new boots. I even have on new socks. I like shopping and I like looking for deals.
You do.
Very girly, but
you're a big
I would
fan.
Say I love doing it. I'm very good at it. I have done the facials in the past.
Uh-huh.
I think facials are absolutely fantastic. I don't like going often because I've got facial hair.
You do.
I feel like I'm getting gypped a little bit.
Yeah, it's harder for you. It is.
It is
for
harder
sure.
for
you
me.
You can't get to all that.
And third, I do have a nightly face routine.
Yeah.
I've got a scrub that I use. I've got a special oil that I put on that mm-hmm. Knick Knack has picked up for me that I absolutely love. Right around here.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of those crow's feet. And then there's a night serum that I put on before I go to sleep.
Well, and here's the thing.
So be it.
That may seem a little pampering, whatever, but I know more and more men who are, you know, incorporating a skincare routine for their nighttime stuff. And it's smart. I think that we should all take care of our skin, especially our facial skin. So with this, I'm really excited that you actually have a nighttime routine for your skin.
It's just what I do.
Yeah.
You know? We're in the media. Got to look good on those Facebook photos.
Yes, but that's the thing. And mm-hmm. I actually had a tip that one of my old boyfriends told me. You know those tree hut things? Those scrubs? Have you guys seen? This is pretty big in the middle school
about.
Girls and stuff. But they have like scrubs that you can use for your feet and whatnot. And my ex-boyfriend turned me on to this tree hut scrub. And I use it every single day.
It sounds kind of manly, though.
It's tree hut. No, but it smells like fruit punch. Like, they're a girly thing. It's in the girly aisle. Like, it's where you get all your makeup and your face stuff anyway. But I love the Tree Hut brand, and my ex-boyfriend is the one who turned me onto it. So,
guys need pampering, too.
They do.
That's all I'm going to say. Guys need pampering, too. Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
So, are you busting your lover?
Yes.
All right, what's his name?
His name is Zach.
What's the girly thing that Zach does?
He absolutely loves to shop.
Yep.
Oh, I kind of like that, though.
And I just think it's funny because it's not like, so he's a car guy. So it's, yeah, you buy all the car stuff, whatever. That's one thing. But it's like the jeans, the shoes. Like, he's got more shoes than I do.
Oh, I've had more shoes than any girlfriend I've ever had.
Like we just said, that was the first thing I did this morning. I came in, I showed these guys my new shoes and like the amazing price I got on them.
Right?
I think I have more shoes than Knickknack in the closet. And they're all in the boxes, all stacked up. And it's a sickness. It's an illness.
Yes, I think so.
You know what part of the problem is a lot of these stores are putting all their fall stuff on clearance now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scooping up boots and stuff for like $20 that are usually like $80, $90 boots. And how can you pass up these deals?
Oh, yeah.
You can't pass up these deals, Danny.
No.
So I'm with Zach.
You can't.
I'm with Zach.
I know.
I'm with him too.
Thanks for busting your boy.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks
guys,
for
have
calling.
A great morning.
Have
Thanks,
a good day.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye.
You too.
Cameron, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey. You busting your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get right out.
Oh, your phone's kind of cutting out. What's the thing he does that's kind of girly?
Bath taker. So we lived in an apartment without a bath for about 12 months, and I heard about it every single day. So now we're back at a bathtub place, and he's very happy, except he doesn't use any bath bombs or anything. It's just him and his water, which I find gross.
What? He's just sitting in there in clear
nice
water.
Nice warm bath. That's a place to be.
Does he play with his boats and toys? Or?
No. Well, we do have a friend who just had a baby, and he got them bath toys for their bath, and he said he was kind of jealous. So maybe I'll get him some bath toys.
You know how funny that would be if you got him like some little boats and like some little action figures and
a little rubber ducky,
like frogs,
those little diving torpedoes that he can go diving for.
Some of those bath crayons that you can write on the walls with.
No way, Cameron. You know what you should do is you should get him the ink or the markers that you just
the bath
play with. Yeah.
And they've got bath foam too. That's different colors.
Yeah. Make him bath time should be fun.
Make it fun.
Yeah. Yes. He's a child.
That's funny.
Cameron, that's so funny. Thank you for calling. Have a good morning.
Of course. Thanks. You too.
Thank you. All right. If anyone else wants to sound off, guys, what's the girly thing you do? The text line, they're coming in hot and heavy for sure. Or ladies, if you want to bust the man in your life, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Come on, guys. Let's unite. It's okay to pamper ourselves.
Yeah, you guys can take a bath.
Yeah, let's all get in the bath together.
Yay.
Let's make it weird.
It's a hot tub.
I like to do girly things. On top of the ones I was telling you guys about, like, I love having my loofah in the shower, and I love fruity smelling soaps and lotions.
You do.
I like a rich, creamy lather when
you
I
do.
Shower.
So you're the floral scent. So
I'm more the fruity scents
than
floral.
Because when I think of like a man soap, it's got the musk and like you smell like trees and
that's what I like.
You know what I mean?
Like
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
No.
And smoke.
I smell like strawberries.
Hey, okay, strawberry fields over there.
Jake wrote in and said, Eric, my man, you're not alone. Every Saturday night, I slap on a charcoal face mask, sip some chamomile tea, and pretend I'm at a fancy hotel. My wife used to laugh. Now she joins me. Stay strong. That's from Jake.
Well, let me ask you this then. Is that pampering? Because I drink tea every single night.
Well,
every night. I put it on my little
teapot
on the stove. I heat it up, and then I make myself tea every
Typically
single night.
Typically girly, I would say, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dudes
love
like tea. I don't know. The
it
chamomile tea
me
is
so
a
much.
Little...
I don't drink chamomile.
What kind of tea do you have?
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time tea.
I have,
yes.
Well, I have like my
you
own
just
like,
wanna, you're just trying to go to sleep.
Herbal time. It's like, well, not herbal time, but I have like the thing that you dip it. It's not just the tea bag. Like, I make my own loose leaf tea.
Is it seeper?
Steeping. Steeping?
Steeper, yeah.
Anyway, it's like sleepy time, but it's a little bit bougier than the actual just tea bag.
You're Valor kids.
But I love it.
Aaron wrote in, I splurge on those fancy hotel quality robes. I have three of them. Walk around the house like I own a 5-star resort.
Big fluffy white robes, the best.
Marcus wrote in and said he gets his eyebrows threaded. What is that?
Oh, yeah. So he gets his eyebrows professionally put on. So, you know, usually you have to have an eyebrow pen where you make your eyebrows darker as a woman. But if you get them professionally threaded, then that's just there all the time. So, wow, that's the first time I heard of a man doing that.
Do you, Jeremy,
no.
like trim your eyebrows? Do you do anything? Do you trim them?
Do you pluck? Do you guys do any of that stuff? Do you get at the face hairs?
I have one hair that it comes and goes from this eyebrow right here. It's
is it gray?
Is
I'm
it
not,
just
I'm not
is
that like why? Wicked old yet, but it's like old man eyebrow hair.
Long.
Like
no.
It's one that comes all of a sudden I'm like doing something, washing my face, whatever, and you can see it's like an inch long and it's like one. Just
yeah. And why does
and
that...
it blends. Sometimes it lays and blends.
Yeah.
And other times it's straight out my face. Mm-hmm. Nick Nack had to tweeze it the other day.
Well, and why does that one grow out of control?
Why is there
more
one
than any other
but
eyebrow
that's where
on
it
your face?
Starts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. You get one, but then you pluck one, you get two more. Careful.
Oh, jeez.
Careful now.
I have a very prominent brow, and so I do pluck the middle.
So you don't have a unibrow.
So I don't have a unibrow because I don't want to walk around with just one unibrow.
We had a Zach right in. I have a massage gun, heated blanket, weighted eye mask.
Oh.
My self-care game is elite. My wife used to joke at me. Now she borrows my stuff. Trevor, I have fancy scented body wash. Like all these guys are sounding off. Now, let me ask you this, Katie. You're in the dating world. Would you rather have a guy like this who pampers himself with the soft skin and the well-groomed versus like the manly man who is in the flannels and smells musky and has dirty hands?
I tell you what, if we were dating and we decided to spend the night together for the first time and he pulls out his, you know, face kit and he has the headband that keeps his hair out of his face and the eye patches and everything, that might be a little bit too much for me. That might be a little too much.
That
but
would be...
what if he did it behind the scenes? You didn't see it, but he was always perfectly manicured and smooth and supple.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you are putting
more than
time,
you,
if you're putting more time into it than me, I think that that's where I'd have to be like, nah, but. That, to me, I don't think that it would have to be a deal breaker. Like, if you were a good dude and all of the other things were awesome and you just had a face care routine, I wouldn't make that the deal breaker. But I'm not used to a guy doing that. So, yeah, that would probably take some getting used to.
Any issues with this, Josh? Because you're a pretty boy out in the dating world.
No issue, but I just feel like I do take care of myself. I am very, very clean.
You
like,
are.
I don't like the feeling of being dirty. Like, I cannot get in my bed without showering. I will never get in my bed dirty. I can't stand that feeling.
You have to shower every night?
Every night. Even if it's just washing my body off. Like, there's, like, you know, the full body shower where you take care of everything. But, like, even if it's just washing my body off, I cannot get into bed feeling dirty.
Oily?
Oily. It's gross. You're sleeping in that for hours. I don't like that. So, I have had, you know, girls come over for the first time and they see how neat my place is, and it throws them off. And I don't know if it's been a deal breaker or not. I'm not married, so maybe it has been. But I had one girl comparing to the American Psycho guy because it was so clean.
Everything's
like,
in its place. Labels are out.
It is. Like, when I put, like, if I buy, like, a six-pack or whatever, anything in my fridge, every label's faced
labels out
the correct way.
But you're a single dude. Like, I can see that. Like, where you don't have kids in there shuffling
crap around.
Well, yeah,
but, like, I also do...
But it is very OCD.
It's OCD for sure, but this might be psycho. My toilet paper, you know how like if you go to a hotel and it's folded, like the toilet paper is folded into a little triangle and neatly pressed up against
itself?
That's
usually how it looks when you first get there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, when you first get there. Every one of my bathrooms has that. I do that.
All the time?
All the time. So even after I'm finished using toilet paper, I will fold it back up.
You are psycho.
I know.
I love
I'm lucky.
The look. I love the look.
I'm lucky if I replace the role. Honestly, like I
she
do not
sets
do
the
that.
Role on top
I
of the
do.
Old role.
I'm on top of the
clean.
Old role.
And like
really
even
do
my,
that?
Even my shampoo and conditioner bottles match my body wash bottles. Like the aesthetics of it. Like same colors, same nude colors, neutral colors.
Do they have to be facing the same way?
They face it all out. The logo
faces
out.
He's like that. We're finding out a lot about Josh today.
Girls love the way the shower looks. Like, because I don't have the 9-in-1 body, hair, face, all that soap wash.
Super convenient when you have like four or five people in there.
It's so much.
I've heard about your parties. Quick question about your toilet paper. When you make the triangle, some of the really fancy places put the little, like, it's like a stamp or something. It's like a water.
So
how do they do that?
I just put... my sink, if I just press it up against the sink and it's just moist, it'll press it so there's a little ringlet. It's a little circle ringlet around, and it looks like the king's stamp of approval on an envelope. Like, that's
so
what
sticks.
It looks like. Oh, it
no,
sticks.
No, hold on, man.
It looks so
good.
So
you are taking...
I'll show you a picture.
Hold on.
I'll show you a picture.
Fancy, fancy, Josh.
That's what it
like
looks
that.
Like.
That's crazy.
So you use your
really
toilet
like
paper.
That.
You use it. You fold it in the triangle. Mm-hmm. Then you take it off the roll.
I take it off the roll.
And go over to the sink and press it up underneath the faucet and to stamp it.
Every
it
time?
And then you put it back.
Literally every time without. It's like a routine.
Insane.
I like it. It looks good.
I will tell you, if I went to a guy's bathroom and saw that, I would take the toilet paper roll off and ask him. So I would be like, what is this?
Katie,
who did
I've
this?
Had girls,
why does this look like this?
I've had girls ask me, they're like, does a girl live here? I'm not even kidding. And I'm like, no. I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend or anything like that. But they've asked me, they're like, there has to be a woman in here. And I'm like, no.
Well, there is now.
Well, yeah, exactly. There is now, baby. No,
that's
it's.
Funny.
You're nuts,
I'm
dude.
Probably OCD. That's probably what I am. Undiagnosed, but my friends are pretty sure.
I kind of want to just go to your house to poop now.
You'll feel really good about yourself.
I just want to see it.
Sure, feel classy for a few minutes. Yeah. So.
I even have the poopery spray.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Microblading came up, and apparently Katie stepped in it again.
Jeez.
Y'all love pointing it out when we're wrong.
I was wrong, though, and it's good to point out when we are not correct.
So what did you say that microblading was?
I said that it is when you like create eyebrows, like you are almost tattooing them, for lack of a better term there, but that's wrong. What we were talking about is microblading. Threading is actually when you grab the hair from the eyebrow and pull it. So you are creating more eyebrow from your hair that you already have. And apparently it's very painful. Yeah, Josh said that microblading is something, right? Microblading.
Yeah, I have a
is
sister.
Is the tattoo. Threading is the pulling like a needle with thread.
Threading
there it is.
Is pulling it. Yes. And it's like the most painful way
to
trim your eyebrows. And my sister, who's an esthetician, wanted to practice one day. And it almost brought me to tears.
Yeah.
Not fun.
I will say, I've seen family pictures of you and your fam. You all have very solid eyebrows.
You do.
We have a prominent brow.
You are an eyebrow family.
We got a bushy eyebrow. Yeah, we do.
Like Ernie Club over
here. I wish your last name was Brows, because I mean, it would be like the perfect family.
That
would
be
the Brows
ironic.
Family.
That would be ironic.
But it is kind of funny. Like, if we slip up and say something wrong on the air, oh my God. I should turn the camera on our text line so people can see. But
yeah.
Wrong.
Well, again,
wrong.
I was wrong, though, and I'm the first one to admit it. I was wrong on that.
We're not perfect, you guys.
I've been wrong a lot today. So Katie. Just
humbling Wednesday for
it
Katie.
The other funny messages coming in are from people needing video tutorials from Josh on how to create the proper triangle toilet paper. And the print.
And the stamp.
It's the little stamp. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Google's a very helpful, way to
you
check
guys,
that out. Yeah.
You just fold it and then press it underneath the faucet.
Underneath
That's
the sink.
That's exactly you don't what need you a... do. But here's the thing. You are also helping people relate to you and realize that they are not alone out there. Because Craig said it's good to hear there are people in the world as OCD as him. Because he also does the toilet paper thing with the stamp. The fold, the stamp, and everything.
I
so
love it.
He's
I
loving
love it,
Josh
Craig.
Right now. Craig's
Thank
like,
you.
Josh is my guy.
Well, like I said, I'm honestly probably like undiagnosed OCD in that I just love being organized and having things in a place that I know where they are. I never have to look for things ever because I know exactly where I put it back.
They have
and you're
place.
Like just a you're just like a I don't know what I want to call you.
What do you want? He's like, I have
like
so many things I want to call you.
What
you're,
word
like,
are you?
You're
using?
Just like I could just see you like
he's particular.
Particular. You should see this little case that he has when he comes in with all of his cords that are nicely rolled up and everything, and his chargers, everything's got a little pocket and a little
I bet
slot.
Your
and
car is so clean. Like there's probably no fried chicken in it at all.
It's always clean. Yeah, it's always clean.
Yeah. I just am like, if I live alone, why would I want my own place to be messy? Because that's like
and I think
my
that's
own
part
stuff.
Of it that I don't get because I just live in a world of chaos a lot of times where it's like the entire weekend is sometimes dedicated to like, oh my God, what the hell happened to the house? Everything is just everywhere.
Well, and maybe it is. It might
and you're
come
single
from...
with nobody messing
but
up
you
your
grew
job.
Up with a
I
big
grew up
family.
With five kids in the family. Yeah. So like seven of us with my parents. I mean... We rarely had a clean house. And so when it's like my own space, my own stuff, I love being neat and organized because we just weren't when we were young. We had five kids at one time under the age of 12. Like, that's a lot of messes. And so maybe that is why I'm like, I can control this. It's mine and it's clean. And yeah, I don't know.
That probably has a big part to do with it growing up with
or
so
I'm just
many
really
siblings.
Weird.
Well,
I mean both.
There's other,
it's both.
There's other things both. Too. We probably shouldn't talk about. How's your like underwear drawer and your sock drawer? Is everything?
It's so is it yeah.
Roll?
I mean, it's,
do you
it's
roll your
rolled.
Underpants?
I rolled
do you
my
roll
underwear.
It?
I
he
rolled
rolls
everything.
His underpants. I knew it.
I roll everything. So my shirts and stuff that aren't hung up, I roll. But you can fit more in your drawers when they're rolled. That's why. I like
okay.
it. I will say, my if you look at my closet, for being a colorblind person, this is kind of funny. It's color coordinated. So it goes from white to dark. So white to black all over. So like my hoodies, my long sleeves, my short sleeves, white to black. So it'll go like white, cream colored, orange, blues, whatever, all the way to black in everything. So I could take a shirt off, a white shirt, and pair it with my black pants that I want to wear.
Do you ever do a load of laundry,
wow.
have that load of clothes in that basket on the floor and then pick through it for the week? Do you ever pick through your clothes
no,
from the basket?
No, it is hung up within
okay.
5 minutes
never.
Of being taken out of the dryer.
It. My gosh.
I would
you
just say
throw
enjoy
your
it
clean
now.
You throw your clean clothes in a...
We all live out of laundry baskets.
A laundry baskets. Basket. Yes, I do at
That's
times.
Real life, buddy.
I know.
Oh, like, I hate that.
We have a pot, like right a bucket full of socks and underwear and stuff that sits in the bedroom and
yeah.
nobody folds it and we just pick out
you
it.
You just go through it. You just go through it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh. No, then it's but no.
God. That's real life, dude.
Uh-uh.
This is just real life.
Made me throw
like
up.
Like everybody
little bit.
That's married with children right now is like, yep,
yep.
Color coordinated shirts in the closet. Hell,
the community
no.
basket. Yes,
community baskets, where it's at, buddy.
What?
Just I will just say, just enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Like enjoy this.
That's
enjoy this
change.
Time of your life being the way you are because
yeah.
it will eventually change.
Your kids are gonna steal your socks. I'm telling you right now that your kids are do your kids steal your socks, Jeremy?
No, that's ridiculous.
Never? Never have they stolen
Why would they
your
steal
socks?
My socks?
When they don't have socks, they don't come and grab yours.
Jeremy's foot is three sizes bigger
that
than a
9-year-old. That don't matter. They'll have knee socks. They don't care. Like
what is happening right now? I had five kids in my family. I never once went to my dad's
never
sock and underwear.
Wore your
yeah,
parents
I've never
socks.
Heard of that.
Oh gosh,
that must All be right. a North Dakota
that
thing.
Must be a North Dakota thing.
It's cold, Dad. I need
it's
bigger
so
socks.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.